This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some very promising news about a potential coronavirus vaccine. Moderna saying today all 45 participants who took part in an early stage trial did have virus antibodies. That news leading to a spike in the stock market this morning. The Dow was up over 700 points in early trading. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 are higher as well. More encouraging economic news as Fiat Chrysler, Ford, and General Motors are resuming vehicle production today after almost 2 months of their lines being shut down because of the pandemic. Ford CEO Jim Hackett says it certainly has been a very unique period.
My business career of 26 years being a CEO, never in other crises dealt with the economy turning off.
Tropical storm Arthur is impacting the Carolinas and the Mid-Atlantic, but it's expected to veer eastward out to sea soon. And this is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
The nation's Health and Human Services chief is laying part of the blame for the coronavirus death toll in America on pre-existing health conditions that many Americans suffer from. Making the rounds on the Sunday news shows, Secretary Alex Azar said on CNN's State of the Union that health problems, especially in minority communities, have added significantly to the 90,000 U.S. fatalities from the infection. Azar stressed he wasn't suggesting the death toll is a fault of the American people. He also disagreed with another top White House official when it comes to the CDC.
I don't believe the CDC let this country down. I believe the CDC serves an important public health role, and what was always critical was to get the private sector to the table.
Azar said that on CBS's Face the Nation after White House trade advisor Peter Navarro said on NBC's Meet the Press that the CDC, in his words, really let the country down early on in the fight against the virus. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Details are coming out about what the recently fired State Department Inspector General was working on that may have lost him his job. NBC News is reporting that former IG Steve Linick was investigating whether Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had a staffer do personal chores for him, from walking his dog to picking up laundry to making dinner reservations for Pompeo and his wife. Details of the investigation were given to Congress last week after Linick's firing. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says he believes the vast majority of his backers will vote for Joe Biden in the November election. On ABC's This Week, the former Democratic presidential hopeful said Biden is beginning to grasp the importance of understanding where working class and young voters are coming from. Sanders pointing to issues like climate change, the minimum wage, and student loan debt. A former Buffalo Bills first-round NFL pick is under arrest. Ed Oliver, the team's draft choice in 2019, arrested on Saturday night in Houston, charged with driving while intoxicated and unlawfully carrying a weapon. Police say Oliver had an open beer can between his legs and appeared very nervous when officers pulled him over. A later search of his Ford Super Duty pickup truck turned up a pistol as well. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste in the
limits.
Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Great to have you along with us. Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez, and we're going to be talking computer science. Okay, now don't tune out on me, because you want to make sure you're tuned in. Because when you look at the statistics and what is available down the road, look, you have some downtime right now, and you're spending more time at home, and the kids are as well. Why not point them in a direction that is going to secure their future and make sure that they have plenty of great money in the bank? Let me tell you, more than 65% of elementary school students are going to graduate into a workforce with jobs that don't currently exist. Think about this, okay? The Bureau of Labor Statistics predicts that the demand for students who have studied computer science is growing 12 to 37% through 2022. Learning computer science and coding is going to help students adapt to and create these new technologies by building collaboration, logical reasoning, problem solving, and design skills from an early age. Grant Smith is with us right now. And Grant, let me tell you what I'm hearing a lot just on the street. And this is today, okay? We're not talking 2 years from now, but right now. And that is how much money people are making with computer science and coding. What's going on?
Well, that's right. I mean, if you think about your daily lives, how often do you interact with a computer? And I don't just mean your laptop or your desktop. I mean, your watch is a computer now. Your phone is a computer. Your car is run by a computer. Your refrigerator is run by a computer. Everything touches computers now, and somebody's got to build those and program them.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you'll be grateful, because what Grant Smith has done for us, put together this book. He's the author of the book, Everything You Need to Ace Computer Science and Coding in One Big Fat Notebook. And I'll tell you, it sounds very simple, but on the other side of learning everything you could know about computer science is a wealth of opportunity, is there not?
That's right. And you know, beyond just all those great stats about the amazing jobs that are out there and, you know, the extreme growth that we're seeing in the job market, I actually argue that all kids should be learning computer science and coding, not because I want to make cheap labor for Facebook and Google, but because I believe to be a well-rounded 21st century citizen, we should understand the digital world around us. So if you think about why we teach all kids science, it's so that they understand the physical world around us. And in this similar vein, we should be teaching them a computer science to understand that digital world around us, because we interact with and live in that world, you know, in our personal and in our work lives. So it's not just for those future computer scientists, but for everyone that wants to understand that digital world around us.
Well, Grant, the way my mind is wired from a marketing perspective, I look at waves of energy on the horizon. And when I see waves of energy, I say people have an opportunity, you know, much like surfing. I came from the West Coast, so I use the surfing analysis. Is that when you see waves of energy, you want to be in front of that wave. You don't want to be alongside, and you certainly don't want to be behind. If you're behind, you're an observer, and you're watching everybody else make money and take advantage of the opportunity. If you're alongside, you're tempted to get in, and you're using every resource you can to get in front of the wave, but somehow you just never get there. But if you're in front of the wave, the natural inertia and energy that is created by that wave carries you into this new environment. And this is what I see in this age of computer science that is there, is I see this big tsunami of energy that is building up, that if we, you know, even ourselves as older adults or young kids, and, you know, I don't think necessarily it's going to be cheap labor for, you know, some of these, you know, tech companies, because the kind of money that people are earning right now, I mean, they're solid, you know, six-figure numbers that they're earning in computer sciences.
Yeah, for sure. And I like your analogy as well, because this book is written for middle school kids, and any parent who wishes the best for their kid, which is every parent, will want their kid to understand computer science for that reason, so that they can be ahead of that wave. And if you think about any of the, you know, popular computer scientists, or at least those who took advantage of computer science, like Bill Gates and Mark Zuckerberg and all those, they learned in middle school. They got that energy, or they were ahead of that energy wave, right? So they were able to ride those waves in, like you said, because they were prepared at a young age. And I'm not saying your kid will become the next Mark Zuckerberg if they read this book, but I am saying they will be prepared for the future, and this will definitely give them a leg up in whatever career they are in.
Well, what you do is you get them to sign off some sort of royalty payment to you because of the book that got them there, right? I'm just saying.
You know, I'm a teacher. I'm a former teacher. I'm not in the classroom anymore, but I told all my middle school students, you know, I'm going to teach you how to code, and you have to promise me when you become rich, you will come back and pay me 10% because I'm just an educator.
Exactly. I'm a lowly educator, you know, making it through life on, you know, scraps and pieces. And meanwhile, you know, you're out there making gazillions, and little Johnny over here, who just signed a major seven-figure contract with the NFL. I mean, what am I? I'm just chump change here, you know. So, but no, the book, Everything You Need to Ace Computer Science and Coding in One Big Fat Notebook, you know, your background in school, I'm sure, was part and parcel of the inspiration. What else told you that you needed to put this book out in the marketplace at this time?
Yeah, this book is actually part of a series, and the series has been out for a few years now, and it's a great format. And the original series started with the idea that what if we, you know, wrote a book that looks like the notes from the smartest kid in class.
I know.
And, you know, publish that as a book. So this is the notes from the smartest kid in your middle school computer science class, including the doodles and the real life relative examples that, you know, you can relate to, and the kid feels like they're talking with or communicating with another kid. It doesn't sound like me as a teacher wrote it. I channeled back to my middle school teaching days, that special humor that middle school kids have, and, you know, that special time in life. So, it's definitely a different approach as far as books go. That was the original inspiration. And then, yeah, just building up from that experience and teaching this and helping write the national standards for K-12 computer science education and some of the other experiences that I have as well.
Yeah, and what he's talking about in terms of the book, ladies and gentlemen, when you see the format, it'll take you back to school immediately, because you just love the way this is laid out. It is awesome. Like you say, it takes you right back into the classroom, and you feel like, you're peering into some very powerful notes. And it's very logical the way you present it. I mean, you know, like on page 5, you got, you know, what computer science is and what computer science is not, because some people are confused as to, you know, what it is and what it isn't, right?
Yeah, a lot of adults are confused about that, actually. And I actually wrote this book with adults in mind, knowing that, you know, a lot of my career has actually been in teaching teachers how to teach computer science. And so I wanted to write this in a way that would also be helpful for those adults or for parents. And so there are things, you know, broken down for middle schoolers, but definitely adults would benefit from understanding that computer science is not just watching cat videos on the internet,
right,
but it is building things for other people and whatnot.
Yeah, if you're going to spend some time in front of a computer screen, why not be able to invest that time in such a way that you get a powerful yield? And I got to tell you, I would not be surprised if some parents, you know, just set the kids aside and said, don't worry, I'm going to pick it up from here. And maybe there's a job reclassification for some adults across the country because of what you've ignited here with this new book. This is really, really well done. And, you know, and the thing is, I will warn parents is that you find yourself teaching others that which you most need to learn yourself. So as you are teaching your children and going through with this, and I'll tell you, this is one of those compatible type of processes that you can do with your child, and you'll be surprised how both of you will benefit greatly as a result of the experience. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your flies, water. Get your Bug Assault today.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. We've got Grant Smith with us. We're continuing our conversation with everything you need to ace computer science and coding in one big, fat notebook. And it is awesome. Is it really all that fat? Because they sent me a digital copy. Maybe it's just fat because of the content.
No, it's almost 600 pages long. So it's
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, I can't wait to get the hard copy. But yeah, I'm going through it on my screen as well. But you know, you've taken it. And this is soup to nuts. I mean, you know, the foundation. And for me, what I love about books like this and your approach, Grant, is that oftentimes, you know, we can get into the deep end of the pool and we forget that there's, you know, the shallow end. And there's things that you learn at the shallow end of the pool. And if you skip that and you're so far in the deep end, you know, sometimes you lose connectivity and understanding. And even with my, I guess one of the visions I've long held in school is that I felt like there ought to be a timeout about maybe in eighth grade going into high school, that we have some sort of educational boot camp that we put kids through a kind of a 6 to 8 week crash course where we relay everything that they learned in the initial 8 years, the foundational principles, all these things, and we just kind of relay it and get those, you know, those confusing moments where maybe it was math skills or comprehension, certain things that just got lost in translation before they're sent off to high school. And I believe that if we're able to do that, the kids that we will send into high school will be able to operate more effectively and efficiently and be well rewarded for the experience.
I love that. There are a lot of misconceptions that kids carry throughout their lives, for sure.
Mm-hmm. So you start out with, you know, how websites are designed and created. I mean, we've been looking at them. We take them for granted. You go behind and get us into the skeleton of it all.
Yeah. What's unique about this book is there are other books about programming out there, but as I said, it's aligned to the computer science, the K-12 computer science standards created by the Computer Science Teachers Association. And those have actually five concept areas. So it includes algorithms and programming. So you definitely learn how to make that website. You learn about HTML and CSS, but you also learn about other areas, including networks and the internet. So not only are you going to learn about how to make that website, but you learn about, okay, but what does that mean? Where is the website stored? What
right.
is the cloud? How does
yes.
this website get to my computer? You know, what happens if it doesn't get all the way there? Is there a rule that fixes that? You know, all of those different little details that normally get glossed over, but definitely help in understanding, you know, the whole big picture.
Exactly. And, of course, you talk about cybersecurity.
Right, yeah, which I think everybody could use right now as we're all working remotely from home. Mm-hmm. You know, part of that is learning about encryption and about how information is transferred over the Internet and what information you should be putting on the Internet and what you should keep to yourself, especially as a middle schooler when, you know, consequences seem so far off in the distance. But we definitely need to make sure that our middle schoolers are protecting themselves, and us as adults as well should learn that lesson.
Exactly. Well, that chapter alone, you ought to send to some government officials I know that didn't quite understand cybersecurity and used words like password for their password. Just saying.
Exactly.
So then this is a good thing about education. You can learn from others either by following their example, noting their example, not following their example, but understanding the example that they're teaching us, right?
Exactly. Yep. I totally agree.
And you also, again, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to appreciate you know, Grant and what he's done here. He's an educator, you can tell. I mean, he has been fascinated by the challenge of teaching children computer science. He'll teach computer science to anyone. I mean, he'll talk to any, he's talking to me. I mean, this will give you an idea. Currently, he's the vice president of education for Code Ninjas. I love this. The largest and fastest growing coding franchise for kids, okay? Not necessarily adults, but for kids. But you'd be surprised how some of this is going to, by osmosis, you know, I'm sure, touch touch parents across the country as well. So he brings a lot to the table, a lot of insight. You also address, the universal programming principles, which you say something like that to adults, and boy, their eyes gloss over, and they go, I saw this real neat cat video. Let's talk about that.
Well, yeah, what's interesting there is, I don't know, if you've ever learned one of the romantic languages like Spanish, then learning Italian is not that much more difficult because there's a lot of similarities there. So similarly in programming, there are universal principles that are similar to all programming languages. So like I said, we talk about three different languages in the book, but there are these underlying principles like conditional statements, and if this happens, then that will happen. That is a type of logic that's used in all programming languages. So we cover that separately from languages, and then again within the languages and how those look, using the specific words and formatting that are required for those languages.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice to have that foundation, and that's then transferable to whatever language you end up using. It either professionally or just for fun, because different languages are used for different types of projects.
You see, this goes back to my theory that we get thrown into the deep end of the pool. We miss out on those lessons in the shallow end that we should have learned, right? And this is part of that shallow end learning that is so valuable down the road, or at least makes sense, besides us just getting in the car, turning the key, and going forward. How about software engineering? Let's address that.
Yeah, so this is a fun chapter that talks about the actual process of developing software and what that looks like, and a little bit of the history of where it all came from. But when you use software engineering principles, then you'll be able to make a program that's more likely bug-free and works for the user with their needs in mind. You know, there's a whole nother system here that we need to think about instead of just saying, well, I have an idea for a program. I'm just going to go do it and then release it. I'm sure we've all used programs that are full of bugs. They probably did not follow a great software developing or software engineering process.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
So this is what that process actually looks like.
Exactly. In data and analysis, that chapter is going to help people realize this new economy of data that we're living in right now, right?
Exactly. Yeah. You know, everything that you do is tracked and that data is collected. And in these chapters, we talk about how data is collected. There's some exercises for collecting data. But then most importantly, not just collecting data, but then using the data. How do we write algorithms to be able to turn that raw data into useful information and be able to make decisions based on the data that we collect?
You see, kids, this is going to be so much fun, because at dinner, when, things, start getting a little dull and everything, you just throw out the word algorithms right in the middle of dessert and just see how much attention you get then.
Yeah. I mean, it's really fun because when you say something like that, it makes you sound smart. But really, an algorithm is just a list of steps to complete a task. Like, these are easy concepts once you get down to the ABCs, the basic ideas of them. But it makes you sound really smart. So that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you'll be the next Sheldon, the little Sheldon. That's what you'll do. You'll just be so super intelligent. Computational thinking. We've got to kind of rewire and make a little bit of adjustment and think in accordance with the language. Like you said, if it's a romantic language or whatever it is that you're considering, then you need to kind of, make some adjustment here just a little bit, right?
Yeah, and this is so interesting. The computational thinking, there's been a lot of, computer science education is still relatively new compared to how long we've been teaching math for, right? Like thousands of years. But for computer science education, right now there's this thought that learning computational thinking the process of breaking down a problem and then writing or building a computing system around the solution for that problem. Mm-hmm. So for example, Facebook is the solution of how do we connect people that are thousands of miles apart, right? So they use computational thinking in order to build up that product. And this is just the problem-solving process. And a lot of people are arguing that this process is transferable just to regular life and any problem that you have. And it doesn't need to be strictly about computer science and building some big product.
Well, Grant Smith, this has been awesome. I have to reluctantly let you go because I know we're out of time. This is really great stuff, ladies and gentlemen. You got to get your hands on this book. I'm going to tell you, it's going to be for yourself as well as your middle-aged student. They're going to have a lot of fun with this. This could be their future. Who's to say? From the editors of BrainQuest and Grant Smith, this is the next installment of everything you need to ace computer science and coding in one big fat notebook. Grant, where can they go for more information?
Yeah. Yeah, you can go buy the book online at Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and then once your bookstore is open, you can go to those as well to buy it. If you want to connect with me on Twitter, you can find me at WGrantSmith.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with site agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some very promising news about a potential coronavirus vaccine. Moderna saying today all 45 participants who took part in an early stage trial did have virus antibodies. That news leading to a spike in the stock market this morning. The Dow was up over 700 points in early trading. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 are higher as well. More encouraging economic news as Fiat Chrysler, Ford, and General Motors are resuming vehicle production today after almost 2 months of their lines being shut down because of the pandemic. Ford CEO Jim Hackett says it certainly has been a very unique period.
My business career of 26 years being a CEO, never in other crises dealt with the economy turning off.
Tropical storm Arthur is impacting the Carolinas and the Mid-Atlantic, but it's expected to veer eastward out to sea soon. And this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. We've got with us the founder, president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, the one and only Lou Euler joins us now. Hey, Lou, how are we doing, buddy?
I am doing well, but parts of our country are not doing well because these Democrat governors are trying to shut down America.
Yeah, it is rather disgusting to see what they're doing to the people, but the people are taking a stand. Pennsylvania had people at the Capitol steps. They're revolting in New Jersey, New York. They're getting fed up, and it's surprising because New Yorkers, you know them as being quite courageous and ornery, but for some reason, you know, the fear that has been thrust upon them specifically by their governor, there, and you know, by the Faucis of the world, and you know, the World Health Organization. I mean, you know, people have got to measure all this out and really ask the critical question. Lou, is based on these models, what is the credibility? You know, what was there? As I asked one expert the other day, I said, did anybody ask the batting average of these modelers before we shut down our country to say, okay, how right have you been with your previous models? You know, and what we found out is the people that influenced you know, Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx were the very same people, the Imperial College, that gave us all this false, supposedly, information about climate change. I mean, if we went with what they said, we'd have shut down the entire world over 10 years ago, and half the world would be underwater, and we probably would have lost 30-40% of the population, right?
Yeah, that's right. What the left is finding it in its interest to engage in a campaign of fear and hysteria about COVID-19 that is not proven by the facts. I mean, look at the great white U.S. Navy hospital ship that was sent to New York with 1,000 beds and is now left without any use. Even the governor of New York has allowed the opening of sparsely settled parts of the state of New York.
Mm-hmm.
And this nonsense is just terrible because they know that if we reopen America now and get back to work and get the tax reform and job cut measure working again for America, that by Election Day, America will be sufficiently restored that everybody will be out and happy. They don't want that.
Yes.
They want to keep people cooped up, and so they're spreading this fear and hysteria, and it's got to stop.
Lou, you bring out an excellent point. I'm hopeful that our listeners and reasonable people are hearing what you said, because this has been something that has been going on even before, based on the evidence that's coming out, even before the president was elected. They had an alternative plan to protect their own interests. And after the impeachment, after the Russian collusion, after the Kavanaugh hearings, I mean, on and on, Ukraine, it's been one episode after another brought to you by the Democratic Party. And impeachment, by the way, was their main goal and objective while we were being attacked by a silent enemy. And the president kept his eye on the ball, shut down travel from China. Oh, by the way, you know, forget about what, you know, MSNBC is saying about, you know, the president not reacting and protecting the interests of the country. I mean, that's just one big flat out lie after another. And what they finally come to rest on is they can't take out Donald Trump. So what they're going to do, the next thing, is they're taking out the United States voter by fear, by draconian measures. They're cutting us off at our ankles. But I'll tell you what, whatever you've got to stand on, we the people, take a stand and keep standing, because we're standing on the truth of the U.S. Constitution, the rights of every citizen in this country. That's what we'll stand on. And we've got to let these draconian measures and these governors and these other acolytes and, you know, these Democrats, what they have thrust upon our country, we've got to let them know under no uncertain means is this acceptable at any measure. We are not going to surrender the United States of America.
Absolutely. And they've got to continue this fear and hysteria approach in order to justify asking for another $3.4 trillion in the latest CARES Act edition. And we know that in the first one, why they made a mistake and gave $600 a week on top of $400 a week to those who filed for unemployment. And shop owners, restaurant owners, and all the rest, trying to call some of their people back, have found resistance because they're making more doing nothing than working. Mm-hmm. And now Pelosi, in this latest one, wants to extend that extra $600 to the first of next year, which will just destroy the response to going back to work on the part of average Americans. Mm-hmm. It, the whole thing is just, and they're trying to bail out some of their blue states that have overspent. The whole thing is a fraud on the people of America at a time when we're going into bankruptcy if we continue this kind of spending.
Well, Lou, you called this out early on. You said, look, we're rewarding the wrong behavior. We're rewarding our employees to stay home. And all I could hope for was saying, look, people are happier when they're working. And they may take a time out for a short period of time. And with all the depression and negativity that's being, you know, spread over the airwaves and upon the people like Agent Orange, it is a bit overwhelming. I understand. But the way we're going to get on the other side of this is, we have got to be active. We've got to be active on the right things and right choices. I just wrote a commentary that's in reactionarytimes.com right now, Lou, and it's a featured article about, is this America's moment? You know, like the world's greatest generation, maybe we could be the new greatest generation for the next generations coming, but it really, what's going to determine it is the choice that we make at this moment, right now, when our Constitution is being challenged, when the FBI is being exposed and corruption within our government is being exposed, when a former president is being exposed for, you know, his shenanigans, and along with an aspiring, you know, a future would-be Democratic presidential candidate. I mean, it is on and on the kind of stuff that has happened within our government that Donald Trump called the deep state, and people have kind of like thought, well, you know, is that really the case, you know? And when Jerome Corsi came on the air here and said, Bill, this is nothing short of a coup, I said, Jerome, do you understand what you're saying? He goes, exactly. He goes, this was an attempted coup by by the people, by the deep state, the people within our federal government, the CIA and the FBI. That's exactly what it was. And he held no measure on that and just laid it right out there. And more what we're realizing, Lou, this is exactly what happened. You know, go down the list, James Comey and Stroke and Lisa Page and all those that came together and McCabe and that. It's just disgusting what has happened and how much time we've wasted, how much of the people's money has been wasted on good leadership because of these people that just want power at any cost?
No, you're absolutely right. The Comey FBI business that we've been confronting, which we know is an absolute sham, is now being followed by this COVID-19 thing carried to the extent. Look in California here at the owner of Tesla, Elon Musk, mm-hmm. who's decided to file suit against the governor of California so he can reopen his Tesla auto manufacturing facility. And he's threatened the governor that if he doesn't allow it, he'll move his factory somewhere else in the U.S.
Yeah,
these are the kinds of things that are confirming how far out the liberals are in what they're doing with COVID-19.
We appreciate you being on the show as always. How can people be in touch with you?
Well, come to limittaxes.org and join us in the Tax Reform Education Project so we teach people how good policy on taxes has led to the greatest time in American history.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
We're back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez, and we've got a real treat for you. I like what David Baldacci, number one New York Times bestselling author, had to say about Scott Turow's new book. He says, since Presumed Innocent rocked the publishing world, Scott Turow has cemented his status as a writer with few peers in any genre. Now the master is back with a brilliant courtroom chess match that shows us the human quotient in all its rot and virtue. The Last Trial is a first-class legal thriller, he concludes. Well, Scott, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. David had lots of praise here for The Last Trial.
Yeah, thank you very much. I have to say, although it's rare, Baldacci, but the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the Chicago Tribune have said equally kind things about The Last Trial. So I'm feeling that I did a good job.
Bill, well, it's hard to
saying that.
It's hard to deny excellence, Scott. So, hey, look, we'll do a victory lap, and our audience will be eager to get their hands on your book. Last time I checked, they've got some additional downtime, and they're staying at home. So this would be a good time to read your book and, follow up, especially those who already know you from your previous writings and success. They're going to enjoy this
this latest book, The Last Trial.
Wow. I appreciate your saying that. It's hard, Bill, right now to know what is going on in the book business. Mm-hmm. I myself have been spending a lot more time reading, but people are, first of all, preoccupied, in many cases anxious. And there are a lot of bookstores that, just can't open their doors yet. Mm-hmm. So it's not an ideal time to be publishing, but as I said, I'm happy that so many readers and critics seem to think this is a good book.
Well, at a time like with anything, Scott, comes opportunity in the midst of any kind of stress and chaos, if you want to identify it as such. And, this could open, your work to new readers and, because traditional, avenues have been pinched off. But that doesn't mean that people have decided not to read anymore. I mean, I'm hearing repeatedly people are enjoying this downtime and catching up on some of their reading. So I think that's positive.
No, I think that's very positive. Among my many pastimes has been the Authors Guild. I was president of the guild. I spent a lot of time, and still do, on the board of the guild. And among our big concerns has been the concentration in the publishing and bookselling industries. Mm-hmm. And, I've been a critic of Amazon, for a while. They are a great company, and I have to say, among the many kind reviewers for The Last Trial has been Amazon itself, and I'm grateful for their editorial independence. But the problem with a period like this one is that it makes the dominant online creature, which is Amazon, even more powerful. Mm-hmm. And they have their own agenda. They have gotten into the publishing business. They've gotten into the bookstore business. And it's natural once you take those kinds of positions that you try to squeeze out the competition.
Right.
So unfortunately, the pandemic, or as I sometimes refer to it lately as the damn-demic, has strengthened their hand. On the other hand, let us be fair and admit that they've done a phenomenal job in serving American consumers, especially now when so many people are dependent on them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a complicated picture.
It really is, and you bring up a good point here, and we'll try not to belabor the topic here, but that is in terms of a level playing field and these small, bookstores, these community neighborhood bookstores that we promote, quite often, because we interview a lot of authors like yourself, and we promote the local bookstore. We feel like they should be supported. And right now, it's a double-edged sword. We're thankful that Amazon is still in business, that they're still delivering books. That's a good thing. But what about the community bookstore? Because that community bookstore has been such a mainstay for communities for decades, and now because of COVID-19, the damn-demic. I'm going to steal that from you. I like that. Here they are. I mean, their very existence is threatened, and I think that that could be a loss. That we'll never recover, and maybe we'll just tell our grandkids later on about the great times of local bookstores, and I think that would be a sad story to tell.
So I'm talking to you in Naples, Florida, one of the most affluent communities in the United States, and there is not an independent bookstore down here. There's a wonderful Barnes & Noble, that serves the reading community well, but the fact that there's not an independent store here is a story that's true in a lot of middle-sized cities around the United States. And independent bookstores have been the lifeblood of our literary community in two different ways.
Mm-hmm.
The first is that they are a source of independent I would not be having this conversation with you were it not for the independent bookstores that championed first my book, 1L, and then my first novel, Presumed Innocent. And the second thing, and the incredibly important aspect of your community bookstore is it's a place to take kids and let them reach up on the shelf and get the feel and smell of a new book and understand the thrill of that. They can go to the library, of course, and, you know, pull books off the shelf there too. But it's not the same thing as I said, of experiencing what it means to see new books come in each week.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're going to be a poorer country if we allow the death of independent bookstores to continue.
I would agree. Scott Turow is with us. We're talking about, of course, community bookstores, but primarily we also wanted to talk about The Last Trial, your latest book. Tell our audience about that.
The Last Trial is about Sandy Stern, who first appeared in my novels as Rusty Savage's defense lawyer. He was played so beautifully in the movie of Presumed Innocent by Raul Julia. But Sandy is no longer the sort of handsome and you know, formidable figure that Raul played him as being. He's now 85 years old, walks with a cane, and is trying what he has vowed to his family will be his very last trial. And he's representing an old friend, a man named Kirill Pafko, a former Nobel Prize winner in medicine, who has been accused of fraud, insider trading, and murder by the government because he secured approval for a significant anti-cancer medication with altered trial results. And he's hidden the fact that, yes, the medication helps people, and some people, like Stern himself, remarkably, but it also kills a significant number along the way. And so it presents the pivotal issue we're spending so much time talking about in the, you know, era of COVID-19.
Exactly.
About, you know, how does the government approve drugs, and is it good enough that something helps when it also hurts? And,
you're right. Exactly. Well, the timing of your story, I mean, do you find it quite quite interesting that you have this, you know, this collision of stories, COVID-19, and meanwhile you wrote this book, what, a year ago?
Yeah. No, I finished about a year ago, and, I, you know, there's, it's always good for an author when you're lucky in this way, when, you know, current events collide with your novel. And I have to say that I learned a lot about the drug approval process, and mostly, you know, this is a novel about a, I think, exciting courtroom case, and a man who's confronting, you know, the end of his life. But for the time it spends with the drug approval process, and it spends a lot of it,
right?
There are no easy answers there. And it's a complicated system, and it's more important, morally complicated. I don't know how you answer that question of, do you shorten a few lives in order to lengthen many more? You know, that's a big question, and frankly, it's one we're wrestling with, you know, even beyond drug approval, but the question of opening up, you know, our society and our businesses again.
No, without a doubt.
Where do you take the risks?
Well, congratulations on The Last Trial. Available at all the usual places, or some of those usual places are restricted right now, but hopefully they'll be opening soon. And that maybe, quite possibly, Scott, we can hope and pray for a revival of our community bookstores. I think that would be a positive deal. So, Last Trial, where can they go for more information? The website?
Well, there's scottturow.com, S-C-O-T-T-T-U-R-O-W.
scottturow.com.
Well, Scott, thank you. Thank you for the time and the book, The Last Trial. Scott Turow right here. Thank you, Scott. Be blessed. Bye.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.